It is nothing more than a lie, this so-called progressive Christianity. So say so many true Christian leaders today, and for them, it's a big one, a big lie. So-called progressive Christianity is a new religious movement that claims the term Christian, but denies the full authority of Scripture on which the faith once and for all delivered to the saints is based, in an incredible hypocritical way. Proclaiming allegiance to progressive Christianity allows one to claim a commitment to the faith that Jesus Christ taught in the Gospels, but, in essence, pick and choose what you wish to believe from Scripture, leaving out the rest. Are you a picker and a chooser? This hypocritical movement, this lie, is served up to the American public by the political and social left, the radical left, which means that Christians supposedly have a choice between adopting the new sexuality, new lifestyles, new morality, and a whole lot of things new, or affirm the full authority of Scripture and therefore be ostracized by the postmodern, post-truth culture. Some Christians, even evangelicals, opt in, not wanting to be hated or ostracized. Compromise with this itself compromised culture, while for real and true Christians, affirming the Scriptures in its entirety and shunning the progressive sexuality and all things progressive, that's an easy choice. Albert Mohler, Jr., president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, thinks that many Christians will seek the middle ground. Can they really? That is, compromise with today's prevailing culture on moral positions, and he describes these compromising Christians as those who are trying to hide in the tall grass. I like that one, don't you? Christians who are compromising, they're hiding in the tall grass without taking a stand, and that, he says, will not work. So many young Christians today do not want to appear hateful, but loving in all things, and tolerant, and compromising, and believing in the individual choice with respect to morality, as opposed to any kind of, and here's the rub, any kind of absolute truth. No such thing for so many of them. The Bible, for example, is not the inerrant Word of God, not infallible, but rather a guide, suggestive, something to be interpreted and followed or ignored as a result of the individual's conscience. And so, these Christians think progressively, claiming belief in the Bible, yet dismissing passages they deem stumbling blocks to liberals, even those who may barely believe in God. In short, this postmodern theology shuns certainty, that is, anything absolute. There is no such thing as absolute truth, they say. And it celebrates mystery. Mystery, the search, the hunt, the maturity of the consciousness as the right and the individual guide to life, nothing absolute. These postmodern searchers seek to find grace in the search for understanding, believing there is more value in questioning than in merely accepting absolutes. Do with the Bible, its moral tenets and its so-called absolutes and its commandments, as you will, but question everything and follow, above all, follow your feelings. And that is the lie of progressive Christianity, a modern blasphemy of the highest order. And more, this progressive Christianity denies that Christian truth and claims trump all of the other religions. This movement does not accept or at least seriously question the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ, for example. Questions it big time. And questions his virgin birth. Did that actually happen? And many of the miracles he supposedly committed. And even to some extent, that he was divine. In an effort to be tolerant, loving, progressive Christianity believes that there are many paths to God, and in essence, one religion has no more monopoly on truth than any other. So that, as long as any individual is in the search for truth, or adopting the faith and tenets of another religion, there's no need to evangelize, for in that ultimate conversion sense, there really is no difference in religion. None. none better, none possessing the absolute truth, the absolute certainty, none. So why bother to evangelize? Rather, they emphasize the new social justice, the new social justice. In fact, progressive Christianity emphasizes social justice to the point where it is made to be equal with, or even in some cases superior to salvation, or at least necessary for salvation. Where do you find that in Scripture? These progressive Christians are the possessors of a new enlightenment, a new woke, W-O-K-E, that's the new buzzword. There is much more to salvation than merely grace, the gift of God, acceptance of Christ. There's more to it than that. There's more to salvation than forgiveness of sins and the simple standards of salvation and conversion. There's more to it. Much more, they say, and that is so no matter what Scripture says. These progressives call on all Christians to believe accordingly, and especially evangelicals. If you're an evangelical, do you buy this stuff? The attempt is to water down the faith once given and, as wolves in sheep's clothing, create a new movement, a new apostasy, and fundamentally change traditional Christianity. Everybody's trying to do away with the past and tradition. Now comes Christianity for its rebirth. Today's Christian, especially the younger Christians, are then called upon to choose, for there really is no middle ground on these moral issues. Christians will either compromise or stand firm. And if they stand firm in the belief of the authority of Scripture and the basic tenets of salvation, they would well be labeled as subversive and, of course, hateful. That's the new buzzword today for the enemy. And the full force of modern culture and even constitutional law itself would come against them. The choice is so critical, says Albert Mohler, that, quote, Christians are going to have to answer with a full measure of conviction, or they're just on a slower track than some others to denying the faith, end quote. Isn't that powerful? We Christians are going to have to stand up and answer with a full measure of conviction, or if we continue down the compromise path, says Mohler, we are just on a slower track than some others to denying the faith. In fact, with that kind of compromise, I think we've already denied it. To compromise, to deny, is to deny the faith and adopt the progressive lie, to adopt it. And nothing could corrupt the gospel more, nothing, than such a compromise. Nothing. In extreme cases, progressive Christianity at its worst is even ready to adopt and embrace atheists. Atheists! Recently, the leadership of the United Church of Canada voted to keep a self-proclaimed atheist in her post as lead minister of a church in Toronto. The denomination embraced the Reverend Greta Vosper, even though she emphatically stated that there was no God. No God. The most fundamental tenet of all in Christianity. She was embraced as an attempt by the denomination to define inclusiveness, accepting anybody believing anything, including the fact that in Christianity there is no God. And some even downplay the immorality of pornography, as long as it is ethically sourced, whatever that means. And that led one conservative theologian to state that the lie of progressive Christianity is indeed anything goes. Anything goes, probably as long as you're sincere, and as long as it is good, and as long as it is right for you and your conscience. Responding to this theological madness, J. Gresham Machen said of liberals in that day, equally true of those today, that what they, the progressives, are teaching, it's not Christianity at all. It sure isn't. It is a completely different religion, says Machen. A social reform agenda. See the difference? It's not progressive Christianity. It's a social reform agenda. Fueled by feelings, informed by secular thought, while barely draped with religious language. J. Gresham Machen, right on. And that it individual conscience, if it really is a matter of conscience, run amok. Conscience run amok. There is this modern-day attempt to hang on to some things religious, something of Scripture, something of the Bible, something, but to deny anything and everything which may be authoritative, absolute, and traditional. Salvation is not merely accomplished by grace, by faith, not just the gift of God, but a process entangled with social justice and works and modern-day cultural demands for something more than acceptance and belief. No matter that the Scripture clearly says, salvation is not of works. It's not of works, because you'd go around bragging. Salvation is not of works. The lie of progressive Christianity is the weaponized onslaught of a progressive culture which will eventually totally deny Christianity and, in the words of one progressive, wipe it from the face of the earth. Wow, that's pretty blunt and straightforward and clear, don't you think? That's the real objective of progressive Christianity. So, my fellow Christian, you and I have a choice to make. We can compromise and adopt the new love, or you can accept all and all religions. You can search for truths for the rest of your life like they do. Or you can champion the true love of Christ and stand tall for the faith once given without compromise. For if you do, then you will adopt the lies as the progressives do, one by one. Oh, I for one hope and pray that you stand tall, that you have the courage to lay all on the altar and stand for the inerrant truth of the Bible, the absolute truth of the Bible, and the one-of-a-kind Christianity, and with an absolute belief in the Christ of glory. My fellow Americans and my fellow Christians, it is the only way, and it is the right way.